Central Hudson.
Clark.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Clark.
Yes, sir. I can't talk very loud. I'm having trouble with my voice, but everybody up here knows this story in detail and all of its gruesome aspects. Bobby Kennedy just told me about it. I went over to see Jackie. You called George Reedy and they go back into the 1959 one and say they got it from their Supreme Court reporter. It seems to me the presence is at stake and it's not important what happens to me or Walter. I don't believe that we can know this and sit around knowing and do nothing. I think if we just build it up that way.
I think we must wait and see how it's treated. And after we see how it's treated, then I think we'll know better what steps to take. I happen to be over at the Washington Post.
My judgment is all you know about it will be in the papers. You being told you weren't reading about what y'all told me. Now then the question is, isn't it better for us when we find it out to take prompt action and accept his resignation and to deal it out around and let it build up and let it look like we're forced to do it? I think it's very much there. I don't think he can be ever saved from it. And I don't think I can be, or the presidency can be, if we know it, have knowledge of it, and don't act decisively and promptly.
What I'd still like to do is see the treatment in the morning.
Well, but tell whatever the treatment is, we know the facts. The facts are that he's got to get out of the White House, which he's out. But we've got to stay that he's out. Now what conceivably could you hear in the morning that you that would change our position? His position is that he's out, and I don't see that any way in the world we can ever bring him back, do you?
No, we decided that in our own minds today as we went
through
this whole thing together. We've already reached that conclusion in our minds. And I'm just wondering, there's another little factor about somebody who's down put in the hospital for nervous exhaustion. What I was wondering about was whether or not instead of some statement coming from you, it might come from him.
That's what I thought.
I hate to have you or anybody in your behalf handle it, because then it brings it in under the White House roof. And it's not...
You don't need to bring it in, honey. It's in there.
Well, I know, but it's... places it there. In fact, I think we might very well consider the advisability of having a statement given out by him tomorrow that after the story breaks in the morning, that next time they see it, why they see a statement by him. We ought to give consideration to that approach to it. And then, I'm just so anxious that you not have to make a statement right away until we've had a chance to see whether or not it warrants something by you. And it may. It may be that important.
What do the Post people say?
Well, they're kind of on the fence about it. What they're going to do, their inclination is to run the story. What they're doing now is checking the New York Times to see what the Times is going to do about it. Some of the papers indicated that all they're going to carry is the release about his illness. If I checked with the doctor, the doctor gave out a statement about nervous exhaustion and put him in the hospital. Some of them are going to run that and not run the other. But I suppose some of them are going to run the other. Now, the two local papers indicated to us today they're not going to run it, and they didn't today. Of course, they had to change. They might have to do it tomorrow if everybody else did. The net result of my thinking is that certainly nothing for you to say today, or nothing for you to say in the morning. You might be wise have Walter come out with something that's the second story, and then kind of gauge the whole effect, and then determine whether there's anything that you should do. That's the way it looks to me now.
All right, I'll tell you what. Tell Abe to leave word at the White House where he can be reached. Anytime, because I just have a moment before I go on this speaking, and I've been trying to get him. Can you leave
him? Well, he's here. If you want him now, he's here with me.
No, well, that's all right. I think I would, if I could, my judgment is he ought to say to the acting boy there on duty at the White House Press that his doctor has hospitalized him indefinitely, and that he is resigning. And they ought to put that out.
I see. All right, let me. I've come in another office to talk with you, and he's still in there. Two of us were talking with three of them. And we'll be leaving here very shortly. And I can check that with him. Now, I'd be completely in favor of that, because he and I agreed during the day that there was just never any place for Walter, unfortunately, after this happened.
Now, what's his attitude? What does Walter say?
Walter feels the same way. Walter's terrible regret is his service. He did nothing for him at all. This morning, we were a little concerned because reaction, but you didn't see how it could go on living. question in my mind whatsoever that he would be perfectly willing to do.
That's what I sure think ought to be done, because I think it, you blow it up by waiting and deliberating and debating. And we know he can't come back.
And I
think the quicker he acts and we act, don't cover it up, don't try to be hiding, the better off we are. And the whole question whether he's going to leave or whether he would resign, I don't see how you can leave when you got that 59 record. And I think you all ought to talk to him about that, you and Abe.
Yeah.
Just make him, if that could be a mistake, we need to know it. Because that's something that I think adds fuel to the fire.
Yes. All right. I'll pass this on to Abe. I'll get the chance to talk with him. Now, I'm leaving here. I'm going over to the White House. Bill Moyer is going to see me.
Yeah.
So I can leave later on. If you want to talk to me, I'll be over there at my home, and I'll tell Abe to operator where he will be.
Okay, let me
and
talk
I'll,
to him.
I'll move on this with him, and we'll, I think there's a few of this. We ought to see if we can get the walls tonight.
I think it ought to go in that same story.
Yes.
And you're going to see it's on the wire. It's going to be there. You can't do it now. When they're all talking it out on the streets here in New York,
uh-huh.
And Goldwater's committee is calling up the UP.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if we can't carry through on that.
I think it ought to be done right away.
All right.
Now, let me talk to you a minute.